Hey there, everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Train Hard, Recover Smart podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Flanagan, and today we're going to dive deep into the world of macros and their pivotal role in your weight loss and maintenance journey. We'll also revisit some key takeaways from our social media posts this week, plus a quick nod to episode 4, Jumpstart Your Nutrition, for those who are just starting their nutrition overhaul. Let's lace up our mental sneakers and hit the ground running. All right, so let's start at the foundation: macros, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. They're like the gears in your body's engine, each serving a unique purpose. If you follow me on social media, you're gonna notice this week here, we talk nothing but nutrition. We talk the blog, and then we did one day where we talked just about carbs, and then we did another day about fats, and then yesterday was all about protein. Our social media posts emphasize how carbs fuel your workouts, fats support healthy fats, support brain health, and your proteins are building blocks for your muscles. Okay. Our post this week shout out the importance of balance in your nutrition plan. Think of macros as a symphony where each instrument plays a crucial role. Carbs, fats, and proteins harmonize to create beautiful, well-functioning composition. Achieving the right balance is the key to unlocking your potential. So again, carbs, fats, proteins all play a very important role. Carbs do get a bad rap. Everybody says that that's the reason why you put on weight. Well, if you're eating enough for your fitness goals, then they're going to benefit you. I don't know how many times, I could, like for me, my diet consists of, most like, let's see, I eat, let me check. Let me pull up my tracker here, my food journal. And I'll tell you. So go down here, nutrition. Wrong app. So for me, daily, my calorie intake is set at 1,979 calories a day. Out of that, 148 grams of protein, 198 grams of carbs, and 66 grams of fat. So those are my daily goals. That's where I need to be for my workout plan, for my fitness goals. That's where I need to be. Now, for me, what I do is I load. I eat most. Out of that 198 carbs, by lunchtime, I'm roughly already at that 120 to 130 range for my carbs. And then my protein, I'll probably be right around that 75 mark by lunch. But then in the afternoon, I switch. Most of my meals are more protein heavy and very carb light. This way here, now I've gotten in my workout because I usually do my workout in the middle of the day. And now that protein is going to be there to help repair the muscles that I destroyed during my workout. So that's the way I eat. Now, days, I could tell you there's days where I can just based on how I'm feeling, I could tell you if I've had enough carbs or not. If I hit that 2 o'clock wall, I know my carbs are very low for that day. At least in the morning, I probably went a little protein heavy. So because again, you got to look at it this way. Carbs are your immediate energy. When you go to work out, that burst of energy, that's all carbs. Okay. Then once that's depleted, then your body switches over to fats. And then it'll get to burn proteins. But normally you burn carbs and fats during your workouts. Okay. So with that, you just got to find the right balance. Now, to find that right balance, say hello to the total daily energy expenditure, or TDEE. It's a secret map leading you to the treasure of your ideal macros. By calculating your TDEE, you'll get a better idea of how many calories you need to consume to achieve your workout or to achieve your goal. Sorry. Okay. So if you're following us on YouTube, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to pull up, just pop this screen up here before I start sharing. Let's go here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, if you follow us on YouTube, I'm going to share my screen. And there it is. Share. All right. So now, throw this up. If you go to tnrfit.com, okay, TNR Fitness, you're going to come over here to, where you, oh, let me move me out of the way. Put me over here. All right. Free content. Click on free content. Scroll down. Find your TDEE. Click on this button. This comes up. So we're going to put in our weight. I weigh 254 pounds. I am 5 foot eight. I am 47 years old. My activity level, moderate. I work out 3 to 5 times a week. I'm in the gym 3 days a week. And I walk pretty much every day. My goal, we'll put in, I want weight loss, 1 pound per week. Okay. And to calculate. So now you're going to see here calories 2603, 19 or 195 grams of protein, 101 grams of fat, 228 grams of carbs. That is based off of a 30, 35, 35, which means 30% of my diet is protein, 35 fat, 35 carb. Okay. Now, there are 4 calories per gram for both protein and carbs, and 9 calories for fat. Now, that is a balanced diet right there. Now, if I want to go low carb, if I want to do 40% protein, 40% fat, 20 carb, 260, 116, 130. Those would be my number. If I want to go high carb, that'd be 30% protein, 20% fat, 50% carbs. I'd be at 195, 58, 325. Now, the way those numbers read, the first number I read was protein, fat, and carb for those people that were listening, are listening and not watching the YouTube video. So again, this is basically gives you a roadmap. Now, you'll notice that when I told you my numbers earlier, my numbers, I'm only at 1979 for my calories. So it's a little lower. I think, let's see, 254, 5'8", 47. I think I set my activity level to light. Goal, bang. Yeah, see, even then, these numbers are a little high. But I've already set myself at a caloric deficit of about 300 calories already. So no matter what, if I hit those numbers, I'm below where I need to be. Okay. So that is your TDEE. Now, I'll put the link to just the calculator in the description of the episode to so you can go on and calculate it. All right. Now, let's not forget one golden rule: patience. All right. In a world of instant results, remember that meaningful change takes time. Okay. We mentioned in our social media post that giving new nutritional changes 10 to 14 days to prove their worth is a smart approach. Consistency is your best friend. All right. You got to give it time. You can't just change your diet today and tomorrow you'll be down a pound. No, it takes your body at least 10 to 14 days. And again, this is just off of my experience of working with clients, my experience of managing my own diet, and even talking to different nutritionists. The rule of thumb is basically 7 to 14 days. I like to go 10 to 14. This way here, you get a good solid, good solid amount of time to see if the adjustments you make actually take effect. All right. So what you do, you decide, all right, I'm going to change my diet. These are my new numbers. This is my new calories. All right. Cool. The next morning, or the morning of the first day that you start, get on the scale that morning before you eat anything. Get on, get a weight, get your weight, get your body fat, get your BMI. Okay. A week later, do the same thing. Compare the numbers. A week later, do the same thing. By the second weigh-in, you should see some changes. Sometimes you'll see big changes, sometimes you see little changes. Okay. But you'll see them. All right. So you got to give your body some time to adapt to the new program. Okay. Now, if you've been listening to the show and everything like that, if you go back to episode 4, it's called Jumpstart Your Nutrition. So if you're just joining us or you need a refresh on getting started, I highly recommend revisiting episode 4, Jumpstart Your Nutrition. It's a perfect primer on laying the groundwork for a healthier, more balanced approach to eating. Remember, every journey starts with a single step. Now, if you message me on social media, Jumpstart, I will send you an ebook based off of that episode, or that episode is based off of an ebook. I will email you that ebook for free if you send me a message that says Jumpstart. You can send it to me on any social media platform. You can reply, put a comment in the YouTube, all right? And I'll get a hold of you and I'll email you the PDF for the ebook that inspired that episode. Okay. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions this week from listeners or from people that follow me on social media, asking me different questions. And I want to take now to dive into some of these questions I've been getting this week. All right. So question one, how can I accurately track my macros? Okay. This is a great question. Accurately tracking is essential to ensure you're hitting your macro goals. Consider using food tracker app or a journal to record your meals and portions. Okay. I use MyFitnessPal. There are plenty out there. Okay. That you can use. They're great. Okay. They give you, keep an eye on your nutrition labels. Be mindful of serving sizes. It may take a bit of a practice, but over time it becomes second nature. All right. But I would recommend MyFitnessPal, but any type of food tracker. If you go onto my website, tnrfit.com, if you go into free content, there's access to a Google Drive. There's a fitness journal in there, plus 200 recipes that you can get for free if you go on there. Okay. What's the best way to adjust my macros as I progress toward my goals? Okay. Adjusting macros is a dynamic process. Okay. As you make progress, your goals might change. Gradual adjustments are key. Consider small increments, 5 to 10%, to avoid shocking your system. Monitor your progress through measurements, weight changes, and how you feel can guide you through those decisions. Okay. But again, any changes you make, give it that 10 to 14 days to see how the changes are affecting. Okay. Again, don't, like I said, small increments. Don't go huge, big changes. Okay. So even after this episode, if you decide, hey, I'm going to change the way I eat, okay, start off small. Okay. Make little adjustments in the beginning. Don't go from eating the way you are now to trying to be healthy in one day. Set up a SMART goal on implementing it. All right. The next question is, how do I manage cravings while sticking to my macro plan? This is an excellent question. I chuckled when I got this one. So again, this is a great question, one that many face. Cravings are normal. It's all about finding a healthy balance. Incorporate treats in moderation and consider choosing healthier alternatives that still satisfy your cravings. Also ensure meals are balanced with protein, fiber, and healthy fats. This can help reduce those the intensity of cravings. One thing that I get, just like everybody else, I get a craving for sweets or something like that. Instead of going to getting ice cream, I've switched over to getting some granola and some yogurt. Hold on. If you listen to the show, Apollo is behind me and he's being a pain in the ass. God, he's just being a jackass. So what I've done is I've gone to granola and some yogurt. Or I've gone to I've started, adding in some frozen fruit, not fresh fruit, some frozen fruit, because it gives you that. Again, I get cravings for ice cream all the time. So that's what I've done. I've gone to yogurt and granola or frozen fruit. Okay. So next question. Can you explain the concept of flexible dieting and how it relates to macros? Okay. Flexible dieting, often known as if it fits your macros, focuses on meeting your macro targets while still allowing some flexibility in your food choices. This can be a sustainable approach as long as you're meeting your nutritional needs and stay within your calorie goals. Now, one thing I would say about this is, yes, you can fit McDonald's or Burger King or something like that into your macros, but I don't recommend it. All right. You can get it to fit. Trust me, you can get it to fit. All right. But I don't recommend it. So if you're going to do flexible dieting, just make better choices at what you're choosing to eat. Okay. How can I make lasting changes to my diet that align with my macros? A question many of us ponder. Sustainable changes start with gradual adjustments. Focus on one or two changes at a time and give yourself time to adapt. Building healthy habits over time is more effective than drastic overhaul that's hard to maintain. And remember, patience is your friend on this journey. So again, I go into, making little adjustments, little ones. With a lot of my clients, the first thing we work on is getting our water intake up. Okay. That's the first thing. We work on water. Just, if, I always recommend, half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, that's 100 ounces of water, which when you do the math, I'm going to do it right now. 100 ounces of water divided by 16.9 ounces. That is just under six of the little water bottles that you can get at the store. Six of those a day. So from the time you get up to the time you go to bed, you drink six of those, you hit your 100 ounces. Okay. That is what I recommend, half your body weight in water. That's the first thing we work on. Then the next thing we work on is getting in three meals a day, because most of the people I work with, they think starving themselves is the way to lose weight. It is not. Okay. So the next thing we work on is getting in three meals a day. And then from there, then our next step is to now let's look at what we're eating. All right, cool. Then we make adjustments on what we're eating. And then after that, then we keep building. Now we might throw in a snack here. We might do something else. But again, we start with water, three meals, and then we start making adjustments. That usually takes about by the time the first month, first 4 weeks, water and getting up to three times a day of eating. That's about the first 4 weeks of any client I work with. And then after that, we just start fine-tuning. Okay. What are some common misconceptions about macros that we should be aware of? Okay, this is an important question. One misconception is that all carbs are bad. In reality, complex carbs like whole grains are beneficial for sustained energy. Also, the idea that fats are always your foe is outdated. Healthy fats are essential for overall well-being. These myths highlight the importance of understanding macros and the roles. Okay. So again, go back, look at our posts earlier this week that go over carbs, go over fats. Okay. Again, carbs are not bad. Again, you have to have the right type of carbs. Okay. Fats are good for you. But again, you got to look at the types of fats. All right. And let's see, what is our last questions? Okay. Last question is, if I don't work out as much as I do, as I need to, if I, hold on, how do you read it? If I don't work out as much, do I need to eat as much protein? Again, this is a common question that often pops up when it comes to nutrition and exercise. So this one here is going to be a little bit longer of an answer, but let me get right into it. When it comes to protein intake, it's important to consider a few factors, including your activity level, goals, and overall lifestyle. If you're not working out as much, your body's demand for protein might be slightly different. Protein is essential for muscle repair, growth, and various bodily functions. If you're engaging in less intense or frequent workouts, you might not require the same amount of protein as someone hitting the gym regularly. So while you might not need as much protein as a hardcore athlete, it's still crucial to ensure you're getting enough to support your body needs. Consider adjusting your protein intake based on your activity level. If you are more sedentary, focus on consuming high quality proteins from sources like lean meats, dairy, eggs, and plant-based option. Okay. Remember, finding that balance of the macros, including protein, is key to maintaining a healthy diet. If you ever decide to ramp up your workout routine, you can adjust your protein intake accordingly to match your new activity level. So, in a nutshell, yes, your protein needs may vary based on your workout intensity and frequently. And again, listen to your body, be mindful of your activity level, and more informed decisions, and make more informed decisions about your nutrition to support your overall well-being. Okay. So those were some of the questions I got this week through my posts from various different people. So again, if you go and you do your TDEE, that's going to help you. And when it comes to that protein intake question or any other questions that I got, that there, you can adjust your activity level and it's going to give you an idea of where you need to be. Okay. If you're still having a hard time with your nutrition plan or your, anything like that, I recommend, finding a coach, someone that can help you through it. Again, with my clients, I set macros to their macro rates to help them balance things out, make sure we're hitting depending on their goals. Okay. You can find a nutritionist or a dietitian if you want strict meal plans. Okay. Now, in today's day and age, nutritionists, dietitians, and meal plans are pretty costly. But if you work with a trained professional like myself, I can help coach you through with the macros. I can give you recommendations on what foods to eat and what foods not to eat and things like that. And that's a little less expensive. Okay. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember that mastering macros is a dynamic process. Balancing your carbs, fats, and proteins with your TDEE in mind can be a game changer. Also, give yourself the gift of patience as you make changes. Rome wasn't built in a day. Okay. So again, as I sum this up, go back, check out episode 4 if you're looking to jumpstart your nutrition plan. And again, if you message me on any one of my social media platforms or if you comment in the YouTube, on the YouTube channel, Jumpstart, I will send you a free ebook, Jumpstart Your Nutrition. This way here, you can have it in writing in front of you. And basically, episode 4 is that book. That's what that book is. So, I want to thank everybody for joining me on this journey to mastering macros. Remember to follow us on social media for more tips and inspiration. And for those starting new, check out episode 4 for a head start. Stay committed, stay strong, train hard, and recover smart. And as always, be better than yesterday. We also ask you if you got anything out of today's show to share it. Share it around. Send it to your friends. We also ask if you want to support the show to go ahead and please make a donation. And all donations will go to a veteran organization to help out a veteran in need. All right. So thanks everybody for joining me today. And stay tuned. I'll talk to you guys next week.